This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit goldenoaklending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Vinny, we were talking about the Ravens in the first segment there, and we left out a big one. They paid big money for a backup quarterback.
Well, Cooper Rush.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the signing. You know, I mean, he's 31 years old, so he's an older quarterback, but he's played a lot, you know, and he's, this past year, he threw 12 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Played pretty well, completed 61% of his passes. So I think it's the best, I would think it'd be the best backup quarterback that Lamar's had. I could probably say that.
Now, the layman may look at that deal and think, boy, that's a lot of money for a backup quarterback, but that's kind of what they cost. Yeah, something like that. Well, they say $12 million total, something like that. That's what they cost, right?
It was what, two-year deal?
Two-year, $12 million, I heard.
Yeah, 12.2, that's the high-end maximum. Yeah, so if he reaches all of his...
That's probably play time.
Right. Yeah, right. I think what guaranteed was in the fours.
Yeah,
somewhere between 4 and 5.
So, yeah, I think it's a good deal. And if you're Cooper Rush, you know, Lamar hadn't missed a lot of time lately. So, you know, you're not going to have to play. And I'm guessing that they know, you know, he's got to be a great guy. He's got to be a great locker room guy. He's got to be good with in the quarterback room and stuff. He's got to fit all those things, and I'm guessing that he does. But I think he is... the best backup quarterback they've had. And, you know, I mean, it will make Harb sleep easier at night knowing that, hey, if Lamar were to go down and have to miss a game, I got a guy that can go in and win games, you know, win a game for me.
And we've seen him play. He took the field for Dallas on numerous occasions. Not a bad player at all, and very, very strong backup. But, you know, I think a lot of people were surprised by that. And
I was surprised. I thought they would draft one.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, when you draft one, let's say, you know, you're going to draft one in the fourth round, like a Riley Leonard or something. I mean, is he really going to – do you know if he's going to help you or not? Probably not. And a rookie quarterback coming in – because then if Lamar gets hurt, we're done. I mean, and to me, Eric's looking at it right. He said, listen, I got a hell of a football team. And if, you know, if I'm going to put a rookie quarterback in there, if Lamar's going to miss a game or two, no. I'm getting a veteran guy. You know, I'll pay a little bit more for a veteran guy because I've got one of the best rosters in the league. So I'm not, I need to be able to keep that engine rolling and not with a rookie and everybody looking like, oh, we're done.
Well, it's an upgrade from Joshua Jackson.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, they I think they rolled the dice on luck last year, you know, like driving without insurance. Yeah, you're going to make it most days, but I was a little surprised they did that last year. But you're right, the roster, it looks strong. It's hard to find a weak spot.
And then just depth. Yeah. And that's, to me, that's the only reason Ben Cleveland got a job, because You know, I mean, I criticize him all the time. I don't think he's very good, you know, but he has been in their system for 4 years, and you have no depth, and, you know, you're limited on your draft picks. So bringing him back, it's okay. I mean, he comes in and plays that big tight end or whatever at times, and they put him in there, and, you know, he's played some center, so he could play center and guard. You know, is it what you want? No. But he's a big dude, and it probably costs nothing because every other lineman signed other than Ben Cleveland, you know. Yeah. So,
you didn't like him when they drafted him. You didn't like him when you went to rookie camp. You didn't like.
I don't like linemen that are 10-2.
He can't bend. He's 10-2. There it is.
10-2.
Yeah.
Nolan, tell me a good athlete that walks 10-2.
Me? No, I'm kidding. Sometimes I do, but
a good athlete, their feet aren't pointed out.
So here's a question with Cleveland coming back. Warhop's your new offensive line coach. The unfortunate circumstances with Joe D right before last season, and he comes in, does a tremendous job. How much of a role do you think he played in bringing Cleveland back? Does he see something there that maybe Joe D also saw it, but they weren't able to get it out of him? What's his role in this?
Well, I think when he was signed, all right, a lot of people had he was on the market for nobody wanted him. Bottom line, because I'm guessing he got nothing salary wise, so it was like right player, right price. Yeah, and if Warhop said no, you know, I'm sure they went to brought him in. You know, and George was like, okay, I mean, because O-line coach is like, I don't have anybody. You know, I got to have somebody, and at least he knows what we're doing, and we know what he can and can't do.
Right.
So, I mean, the more you think about it, it's not a bad move for the Ravens.
You've also lost McCarry, so there's your depth right there. So a depth piece like him would become more valuable, right?
Like Ben Cleveland?
Yeah.
Well, McCarry was never – once they signed Ronnie, McCarry was gone.
Oh, yeah, had to be.
So,
but he played so many different roles for you over the last several years.
Yeah, but I mean, he started and played well this year, but you couldn't pay two, you know?
Right.
So they may draft one at 27, or they're going to spend, they've got 11 draft picks now. And
I was going to ask you about that next. Do they spend 11 picks, or is he going to get busy? What do you think? Your opinion. There's no evidence, but just your opinion.
I think he's going to use his 11
All
picks.
All 11? Okay.
I think he'll use. Unless he gets in the sixth or seventh round and their board's empty, you know. But otherwise, I think he'll, because they need depth at O-line, D-line, inside linebacker, corner. So they need numbers because they don't have cap room. You know, if they had a lot of money, then you could get by with, you know, maybe trading up some and things. So. And I think the draft is strong kind of in the middle rounds. So, because everybody's saying that, you know, you get pick 20 and pick 30 is not much different, you know, pretty much same type player. So, I think the Ravens are going to be fine. And I wouldn't be shocked if they traded back. If Emmanuel and Starks and all those deep safeties were there, I could see them moving back and picking up another, you know, earlier pick.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.